Noise complaints didn't take off as the main issue when the Greater Toronto Airports Authority, GTAA, which operates Toronto Pearson International Airport, delivered an annual update to Halton Regional Council. Although hundreds of complaints were reported, the discussion largely focused on the airport's economic impact on the region, community investment programs, and the post-pandemic rebound. Oakville Councillor Jeff Knoll noted the shift in focus. "Normally, this presentation is followed by an hour or so of questions about noise, and the fact that we're not speaks either to the fact that our constituents are either getting used to it, or the noise mitigation projects are having some significant impact on reducing that aggravating factor in our communities," Knoll said at the regional council meeting last week. Karen Mazurkiewicz, GTAA's Vice President of Stakeholder Relations, shared 2024 data, saying complaints have not increased. "In 2024, there were 151 people from Halton that submitted noise complaints," Mazurkiewicz revealed. 98% of those complaints were by two individuals. She added that while mitigation and education efforts on noise continue, job opportunities have become a greater focus for the community. Halton Hills Councillor Jane Fogel, however, observed planes throughout summer and fall, grinding their way over Georgetown, at around 3,000 feet, and asked for an update on the proposed noise mitigation plans, particularly a solution to keep planes at higher altitudes before a smoother descent into Pearson. Mazurkiewicz said she'd follow up on the status of the solutions, as well as reaching out to NAV Canada. Beyond noise, the GTAA officials highlighted the airport's economic ties to Halton, with 3,400 local residents employed at the airport and $117 million in goods and services procured from 76 Halton-based businesses in 2023. The airport's community investment program, known as the Propeller Project, has contributed over $3.5 million into neighboring communities over the past 5 years to support job seekers. In 2024, the program launched a $1.8 million public call for proposals to further invest in workforce development. Pearson also sponsored several community events in Halton last year. "We look forward to having a strong presence again this year," said Peter Gregg, Halton Region's representative to the GTAA board. As for passenger growth, Mazurkiewicz said that Pearson saw 44.8 million travelers in 2023, reaching 89% of pre-pandemic levels.